You're listening to Cults Daily. Throughout the month of April, we're addressing the manifestos and ideologies of some of history's most infamous cult leaders. Eastern Lightning preached that Jesus Christ had been reborn and walked the earth. Founder Zhao Wei Shan said the woman he was in a relationship with, Yang Xian Bin, was there to save their souls before the world ended. Be sure to come back tomorrow for a brand new installment of Cults Daily. If you want to hear our full-length episodes on Eastern Lightning, part one aired in this feed on April 2nd, 2019. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
In December of 2012, hundreds of people crowded in city streets across China. They chanted into bullhorns and handed out pamphlets. But these weren't protesters decrying the wrongs of their government. They were proselytizers, preaching the end of the world. And they claimed it was coming fast.
They believed that the last day of the Mayan calendar, December 21st, 2012, marked the end of humanity. But instead of fire and brimstone, they preached tsunamis and earthquakes would sweep the earth, wiping out mankind.
But the proselytizers claimed there was still a chance for the people to save their souls from eternal damnation. Join them. Convert to the Church of Almighty God and pledge their faith in the female reincarnation of Jesus Christ.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. This is the 22nd episode in our daily series on the strange prophecies made by different cults and their leaders. Throughout this month, we're taking a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Polson.
Hi, everyone. Today we're discussing the beliefs of Zhao Wei Shan and the Church of Almighty God. Also known as Eastern Lightning, the cult believed that Christ was reincarnated as a woman and sent to Earth to judge mankind's sins.
In 2012, Zhao used popular rumors about the Mayan end-of-the-world prophecy to stoke fear among members of the congregation. He claimed only those who followed the female Christ could be saved and urged his followers to convert as many non-believers as possible before it was too late.
Zhao Wei Shan had been obsessed with the idea of a coming apocalypse long before 2012. As a young preacher in the late 1980s, he proselytized that the end of times would coincide with the second coming of Jesus Christ. And in the early 1990s, he believed he'd finally found Jesus himself. Her name was Yang Xiangbin.
Yang was an 18-year-old high school student who'd suffered a mental breakdown after failing her university entrance exams. But in 1990, she found salvation in her local church, and soon she claimed she was receiving holy visions from God.
When Zhao and Yang met, Zhao declared she was the embodiment of Christ in China, he'd foretold. A female Jesus who had come to earth to judge humanity and save her followers from damnation. And in 1993, Zhao and Yang founded Eastern Lightning, based on Yang's visions.
While their teachings centered around Yang as a holy figure, Zhao assumed control of the organization. Calling himself priest of the Church of the Almighty God, he amassed as many members as possible and would do anything to grow his following.
Eastern Lightning was infamous throughout China for their aggressive conversion tactics. If threats of eternal damnation weren't persuasive enough, they were rumored to use violence. They allegedly beat potential converts until they declared their faith in the female Christ. At times, they even kidnapped victims over months, brainwashing and torturing them until they'd secured their conversion.
By the early 2000s, Eastern Lightning was rumored to have over 1 million members across the country, and they kept on growing.
But after almost 20 years, the end of days had yet to occur. And when the Chinese government began a crackdown on the cult, Zhao feared his followers would leave them. But in 2009, he found the perfect solution in the form of a Hollywood film.
That year, director Roland Emmerich released the movie 2012. The film was based on a prophecy that the world would end on the last date of the Mayan calendar, December 21st, 2012. And in China, it was a huge hit.
Zhao capitalized on the movie's popularity and told his followers that December 21st was the reckoning he predicted. He declared the events seen in the film, tsunamis, earthquakes, and a slew of other natural disasters, would eliminate humanity, and those who didn't believe in the female Christ would be damned.
Zhao urged followers to convert as many people as possible. He claimed that doing so would not only save innocent souls, but that each person they brought would secure them favor with Yang in the afterlife.
In the years and months leading up to the end of 2012, Eastern Lightning desperately recruited members en masse. But when December 21st came and went without a single apocalyptic event, Zhao scrambled for an explanation.
Zhao ultimately told his followers that their efforts had been so successful they'd spared humanity from God's wrath. But for some, the spell was broken. They left the cult in droves, while others decided to stay. And in the 2010s, the Chinese government's continued crackdown on Eastern Lightning scattered members to different parts of the world.
Zhao Weishan and Yang Xiangbin sought political asylum in the U.S., where they are said to reside in New York City's Chinatown, leading their followers from afar. Today, members of Eastern Lightning operate in countries as close as South Korea and as far-flung as Australia.
The cult reportedly still has millions of followers and is growing. And though Zhao's predictions failed to come to fruition in 2012, Eastern Lightning continues to gather converts, preparing themselves for the female Christ's eventual Day of Reckoning.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the predictions of another cult.
You can catch our other episodes of Cults for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.